Feral Swine and Agriculture, David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Very possibly the most dangerous animal in the wild, and he knows no enemies, and he knows no fear.
What is Mississippi's Hank Burdine talking about? Go to YouTube and type in the search bar, Feral Swine in America, USDA. The series, developed by the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, chronicles the negative impacts of invasive feral swine as told by stakeholders like Burdine, a Mississippi Levee Board Commissioner, as well as ag producers, land managers, conservationists, and archaeologists, among others. The video series is part of APHIS's continuing efforts to educate the public about feral swine while collaborating with partners to control this invasive pest. While populations have been established in the southeast for some time, in the last 3 decades, feral swine herds have expanded, not just in that region. APHIS's Janine Neske.
The spread was a lot farther. They branched out from being just in the southeastern part of the country, and we saw them up in the Pacific Northwest, up in Michigan and the Great Lakes, and saw satellite populations showing up all over the place.
The fact that their populations have expanded so aggressively led to speculation that feral swine were being transported by people hoping to establish hunting opportunities for this species. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.